Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, an opportunity for us today to talk about what it is to really trust God. I'm reminded of a recent conversation where discussion moved to the idea that the world we live in is not an innocent world or one where problems are easily solved, and what will be required into the future is a deeper experience of God or the power of God to restore people and a much deeper level of engagement and integrity. The era of a church and indeed of individual Christian believers being shallow and having a sort of a shallow form of emotional support, that time is fast fading away. Well, Bill Muhlenberg's been writing along these sorts of lines this week in his latest article called Warning, Do You Really Trust God? Bill Muhlenberg, special welcome back to 2020. You've been traveling around the countryside.
Yeah, well, great to be back. And yes, maybe I can tie in two quick breaking stories on this, actually. One having to do with my travels. Just recently I was in Perth, and interesting story. Your listeners might like to hear quickly. I was at the airport ready to fly back home. I spotted a friend of mine who works there, so I just came to take her picture real quick. But unfortunately, a customer managed to get her head in the photo as well, so oops. But then they got in a conversation, and the gal asked, is that Bill Muhlenberg? And my friend said yes. So she came running over, gave me a hug, and said, oh, Bill, I listen to you every week on Vision Radio. I just love what you say. It so strikes, you know, a chord in my own heart, and it's such an honor to meet you in person. So I got I was blessed that that happened. It was probably one of the highlights of
Bill,
my trip.
And it makes you a C-grade celebrity. A Christian-grade celebrity, and no doubt, you know, in the olden days, someone might have asked for your autograph because you've become so well-known around the nation for the good things that you write about. What was the other one?
Well, the other one, of course, is tying into our story today. We've just heard, of course, that not long ago, Israel Folau and Rugby Australia did come to some kind of settlement. It's a confidential settlement, so whether we get all the fine details, we don't know, but certainly his case was exactly what I've written about in my recent article about Christians who simply stand up for their faith, speak biblical truth, and on their own time, on their own private social media, losing their jobs. This is happening more and more. I know more and more people. This is going on. Often their stories are private. They're not well known. But I'm aware of many paying heavy fines, being kicked out of their work. Sometimes there's even jail sentences. So this is the scary bit. As anti-Christian bigotry ramps up, as more and more people are being persecuted for their faith, well, yeah, then we do have to ask, do I trust God? Do I really believe he's Jehovah Jireh, my provider? It's one thing to sing that song, but when push comes to shove and we find we no longer have income, we have a family to feed, well, are we going to start really trusting God, you know?
Well, certainly,
China, for example, are doing it right now today.
Yeah. Israel Folau certainly has become the case study that everyone's been looking at because any one of us could find ourselves in the same shoes. And as you're saying, the times are coming, the days are upon us when we have to decide if Christ is everything or just a religious concept that we toss around. And I guess that is the difference, Bill, between what it is to live a shallow Christian walk and someone who is getting into the deeper waters. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, quite right. In fact, when that story did break about Folau, I actually messaged a friend who's, in fact, in a very similar situation, certainly not a wealthy rugby player or well-known. But I said, well, look, there's hope for us yet. In this case, some kind of settlement happened. Of course, it may help to threaten to sue for $14 million, like Izzy did the Rugby Australia group. But too many cases of this where Christians are, well, I mean, it's a tough choice. Either effectively deny your Lord or, you know, just sit down, shut up and say, okay, I'll never say anything controversial again. I'll take down all my posts. I'll close my Facebook page. I won't share truth. Or face the music, probably get fired, maybe become unhirable for the near future, and then think about feeding your family. What are you going to do? That's the real issue. Paul says those who do not look after their own household are worse than an infidel. So we do have a biblical obligation, surely, to, you know, feed your wife and kids, whatever the case may be. But at what point does this conflict with, you know, standing for Christ, not denying our faith, being willing to share truth in public, even if it does mean we will lose our job, the income will stop, we'll have to find other means, then what do? You head for the hills, grow your own garden, get some chooks, and, you know, hope for the best? Do we trust God? Certainly it's where God's people have to come into play. Practical assistance, you know, giving others food, maybe even taking whole families into your home if they lose their own. So it's some really serious and practical questions we really need to start asking ourselves right now, because that's exactly the territory we're in.
Well, Bill, while everything's going well, while you do have a job, while you have a roof over your head and there's food on the table, you're not going to give as much attention to this detail. It is sobering, isn't it, to be aware that there are people who are going through this right now and their faith is at a point of testing. And as you say, as someone who's like a watchman on the wall, there's a warning that comes out from the watchman and says there are difficult roads ahead, time now to prepare. So for those listening to our conversation today, no doubt, a timely reminder, things like this do happen, but it's a preparation time, isn't it, for if and when the crunch comes.
Yeah, well, that's it. As I always say, quoting Scripture, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I do have, I suppose you could say, a kind of watchman ministry that God has given me. So just in the same way, for, you know, for the last 30 years, we've been warning people about the consequences of bowing down to the radical homosexual agenda. What will happen if you go with homosexual marriage and the like? We warned, we pleaded, we begged with people. Be careful. Do not go down this path. It's going to be very dangerous indeed if you do. And, of course, most people didn't listen or didn't care. And now things are ratcheting up big time. We have the whole trans thing. We have one person after another losing their job simply for saying things like, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, or children deserve a mother and a father. So, I hate to say it, we told you so, and now I'm in the same mode. I'm warning people. Tougher times will come. Persecution is around the corner. Sure, not as bad as what people in China right now are going through, but I can guarantee it'll get worse before it gets better. There'll be many more cases like Izzy. Sure, he's wealthy to begin with. He's got several homes. For him, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But I guess ordinary mortals like you and me, right, if they shut down Vision Radio, if they shut down Culture Watch, if they get us kicked out of our jobs in different places, that's tough stuff. No income, got a house, got food, got bills, got family. How are you gonna cope? So that's kind of my warning. Christians need to wake up. Those who are serious, who will love God and put Him first, they will begin to pay a price if they haven't already. So we need to now consider these questions and not wait until it's probably too late.
Some will be saying, now that there is some sort of settlement with Israel Folau, isn't that great to put it behind us? I suspect it's not all gone, but of course, as you often say, Bill, the militants are never fully satisfied. And there's even a move now to take over Christmas. What are your thoughts for some developments around the Christmas celebration?
Yeah, well, as you say, it's never ending. They are never satisfied. They want every area of life to come under their authority. You know, in a sense, a Christian says this in a different way. We should have the lordship of Christ extend to every area of life. Well, the activists are pretty much demanding the same in every area. They want Christians to bow down. They want everybody to do it. So now, as I put in my article, there's a number of activist groups targeting Christmas, trying to turn Christmas into effectively a homosexual-friendly event. Totally the opposite, of course, what it was and is all about, the celebration of the birth of our Lord. So wherever we turn, there are more moves underfoot to fully get everybody under submission to these activist agendas. And for those who don't go along with it, and I'll be one, I'm not going along with it, you will pay a price. It will get worse, and there'll be consequences. So we need now to think, what do we do? Do we head for the hills and make our own little garden plot? Do we form little small communities where we can share goods with each other as we start losing jobs and homes? Serious questions, but we live in serious times.
Perhaps, Bill, the idea of keeping our eyes open for those who might be in our friendship group or in our church group that could be in some sort of difficulty here and looking to some level of support from friends, from church family, if they are going through things, because oftentimes God meets needs through those who are in the local church. But I guess here, being fully prepared starts with trusting God in little things so that if the big things come, we're not in some ways thrown into the deep end.
Hmm. Yeah, quite right on both accounts. Christians of all people need to show practical love. This is real love. When your friend loses his job, maybe loses his home, are you, you know, loving enough to not just say, well, I'll pray for you, brother, about, you know, well, we've got a spare room. It's not very big. We've got an extra car we don't use much. Here, take our car. You can move into the spare room. We'll do what we can to help. You know, that's the real Christian love. It's going to be not just enough to say, I'll pray. It's like a book of James, right? Be warm and filled, brother, without doing anything to meet his needs. But yeah, the second bit is obviously none of us, I would say, have really been put to the test. We've had it easy. We've got a secure income, good jobs, cushy lifestyle, nice homes, nice cars, nice everything. So we can sing every Sunday about trusting God, having faith in God. But have we ever really done it? I mean, on a really serious level, where our entire lives or livelihood has depended on trusting him alone because there was simply no human hope for making it. That's the place we're quickly moving to, so I guess it will separate the men from the boys. Do you have faith? Do you trust God even in physical, material things that, you know, we lose that job, you lose that income, what are you going to do?
Given we've been having these conversations for a very long time now, Bill, I think it's safe to say that the watchman on the wall has not been proven wrong yet with some of the warnings that have been made over the many years as to the testing that is coming and that we are now seeing and experiencing and hearing reports of on a weekly and sometimes on a daily basis. So let me point people to this latest article that you've written, and the one we're talking about today is called Warning, Do You Really Trust God? You'll find it when you go to BillMuhlenberg.com. Or you can simply Google Culture Watch, one word, and you'll find Bill's latest article. Bill, thanks so much for taking some time to share your thoughts and your heart with us once again today on 2020.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.